This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, quarter till 8, Monday morning, December 9th. Going to be a rainy day, and tomorrow's going to be a rainy day. And I've heard not heard anything about neutral ground parking, but I'm sure they'll send out a text when they decide to allow that. Then it turns cool on Wednesday. Mark Rosa joins us now, our friend, president, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, a little thing we call Monday Morning Markets with Mark. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. How's the market?
Marquette's plural. That's right. I was looking back at my notes. I said recently they all three of the indices hit highs, and you and I were talking about that just this past Monday. The Dow, S&P, and the NASDAQ hit highs. It was a combination of, expectation of the Fed acting and lowering the rates, and corporate earnings were still coming in pretty decently, and the vast majority of the companies reporting were beating their estimates. So two things determine stock prices largely. It's corporate earnings and interest rates. If you've got interest rates going down, that's the direction that you'd want. And corporate earnings going up, again, the direction that somebody would investor would want for sure. And that propelled all those averages to the to all-time highs. Now, the market is one of those places that's like, well, that was good. What have you done for me lately? Just 4 days later, the Dow retreated a little bit. All the analysts are worried about what the CPI and the PPI, inflation gauge, is going to do this week. But before that, just what happened last week, the manufacturing rose fairly significantly. The Manufacturing Purchases Manager Index and the Institute for Supply Management, I know those are mouthfuls, but manufacturing got so beaten down over the past couple of years that that's good that it's reviving naturally. It's good for the U.S. economy, good for the people that work there, good for us, and we're buying goods and services from them. So that was good news early on.
And what sector is that, Mark? What are they manufacturing?
That was a manufacturing report, Tommy. So again, that's good news. And Trump's promises are, and I think part of a more complicated issue, that he likes tariffs, and everybody knows that, but it's kind of a protectionist measure, and that could be very contentious in the economic community to say you're doing that, imposing tariffs. But it's all kind of protectionist. It's all kind of, well, I'm trying to insulate or protect the local industries by raising prices on goods and services that are coming from abroad. So maybe that's why a lot of these averages are perking up, because he knows what economic policies are going to come out in their favor. And so to segue into the employment report for November, that's the always reported the first Friday into the new month. So this was last Friday, where 214,000 new jobs were expected in November. Instead, it came in at 227. So that was good news also. That's what contributed to those market averages hitting highs. But the employment picture was, people got to look back over 2 months. October was just crushed. It was crushed by circumstances happening at Boeing. I think they had a layoff, and we had some hurricane activity that only produced 36,000 jobs. So if you add in the 36 to the 227, and a lot of analysts were taking the average, the number wasn't so spiffy. It was, 160,000 per month over the last 2 months. So it wasn't such the surprise when the unemployment rate ticked up a little bit. We just didn't produce enough jobs to keep it at 4.1. Unemployment rate now at 4.2. Still a good number, a low number, and that's good for the economy going forward. Tommy, just a couple of weeks ago, the Fed said that the second quarter credit card numbers again hit all-time highs. And the second quarter ends on June 30th, and the consumer credit statistic came out for October, and it was expected that consumer credit would rise at $10 billion, and it rose at $19 billion, almost double what was expected. And it was like credit cards are driving purchases. It's up 14% in 8 months. And you and I had said that how high can it go? And that's a little bit of headwind on the economy, because at some point that party is going to peter itself out, and then people are left with very high and very expensive, from an interest rate standpoint, credit card bills. So we'll, you know, keeping an eye on that every month, of course. So segueing over to this week, we've got productivity is supposed to be up. These are expectations. And then the CPI and the PPI, it's Consumer Price Index. This has got some of the – that's why the Dow retreated. It's got some of the market participants worried, because CPI is expected to come in at up 0.3% this month. We take those figures, we multiply them by 12 and get an annual number. So up 0.3 is a 3.6% annual rate. And that's not comfortable, because the last several months it was up 0.2, about a 2.4% annual rate. So if it starts to move into the 3 category, that's when the analysts are saying, well, what is the Fed going to do? And or are they going to stop for a while to see what's going on? And we had all these rate cuts that were baked into the cake for this year, and the number of them came substantially lower than what was initially expected. So all this inflation news is still very much front and center. The CPI, they give you another, for instance, the year over year has been at 3.3%. It's been that way for 4 months in a row. And the Fed has said it so repeatedly. It's like, no, we want the number to start with a 2, and we want it to maintain starting with a 2, like 2.4, 2.5, 2.6. We want that going forward, so we know that inflation is not rearing its head again. So that's going to be something to continue to watch, and that's where I think the market has just traded a bit sideways. And I think it's going to continue this week, where it's just the CPI, as long as they come in reasonably well, the last thing would be that the Fed meets in 8 days, and the percentage probability is up over 10, 74% chance was Monday that they're going to cut rates, and now it's 85% chance they're going to cut rates by 25 basis points. So that's kind of baked into the cake. That's baked into the market average. That's baked into everybody's expectation. So they really need to hit the nail on the head. What's also rising is a percentage chance that they're not going to do anything in January. And for months, it was, no, we're going to start cutting into the first quarter of next year. So it's a lot of wait and see. A lot of this has already been planned into the numbers, Tommy. So we just got a couple of weeks left in 2024. Then you start off in January that a whole new set of earnings are going to come out. You're in earnings season again. So I think in between that, there's not a lot to motivate the market to go much higher or lower. I think it's going to hold what it has.
So, Mark, this is in a way unrelated, but my 401k used to have a thing where I could punch it in over the weekend, punch in the numbers and the security code and all that stuff and get my balance. And as of the last couple of weeks, I can't get that. They tell me to talk to an operator. Should I infer from that somebody has loaded their car with my 401k and headed to Mexico or not?
Yeah, I don't know how to interpret that. You should be able to get to your account whenever you want to.
That's what I was wondering about. I'm just saying,
trunk load of accounts going to south of the border.
Yeah, it's a big firm. It's a big firm, so I think they're okay. Yeah. I'm just wondering about that.
I would have that same reaction. I would get on the phone with them, and why can't I get into the account? I need to be able to check it 24/7 whenever you want to check it, not when they want to make it available. We passed this 1970.
Yeah.
You should be able to get in there and see what your balances are.
I'm afraid we get a guy that picks up the phone and says it's gone. It's all gone. Well, what do you mean it's gone? Well, it's gone. There's nothing we can do about it.
No. That I wouldn't worry about. But, you know, the averages have done really well this year, so people should feel good about where the balances are, depending on what you're invested in, naturally. But as far as the market averages, I think this year has been a good one.
I'd feel good if I could find out what the balance is. You know, as soon as
I
know
would
that, yeah.
Work on that. Look, hand the rest of the show over to Tim, and I'd get on that right away.
I'll do that. You know, God forbid.
Yes,
what do you mean we had a problem? We had a problem, and it's gone. And there's nothing we can do about it. Thank you, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Day.
Appreciate
it. We'll talk to you again. Have a great week. Mark Rosa, President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, 755, 5 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.